Greetings again, my friends. This is Brother Ephraim with the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. We're back and discussing the Rechabites again, the Kenites. And the Kenites is the tribe. The Rechabites was the portion of the tribe that was that were descendants and a following of Rechab or Jonadab, the son of Rechab. And anyway, we're going through the scriptures and discussing who these people were and what they did. And then we come to Jeremiah 35 for the next 2 days yet and talk about the lesson there that God has for us. God uses object lessons. And this is what he did in Jeremiah 35. He took the Rechabites, he set them up, and he taught a lesson. He used an object lesson. It's very interesting. Anyway, in 2 Kings 10:15, we first read about Jonadab, and I'll tell you what it was about. It says here in 2 Kings 10, verse 15, and when he was departed thence, and this was Jehu, he lighted on Jehonadab, the son of Rechab, coming to meet him. And he saluted him and said to him, is thine heart right, as my heart is with thy heart? And Jehonadab answered, it is. If it be, give me thine hand. And he gave him his hand, and he took him up into the chariot. Now, what was going on here, the Israelites had largely fallen into Baal worship, fallen into serious idolatry. And here comes Jehu, just as zealous as could be, almost, I look at Donald Trump and I think about a modern-day Jehu, possibly. But anyway, maybe I shouldn't have said that. But anyway, here was Jehu, very zealous, all out in whatever he did. And here he was about eliminating Baal worship. And Jehonadab is coming to meet Jehu. And Jehu is the type of character that everybody had to decide. Are they for him or against him? And that's what he asked Jonadab. Are you for me or are you against me? And Jonadab was for him. Here he made a decision. Is he going to go along with the religions, the idolatries of the land? Or is he going to side up with Jehovah, the God of the Israelites? As a tribe that continually seems to have recognized the God of Israel, recognized his workings, recognized his people, and did not want to get in the way, and they were Jehovah worshipers to some extent, and if we go all the way back, tracing the lineage back, the Kenites were part of the Midianites, which were the children of Lot. And Lot, as we know, was a nephew of Abraham and took part of the religion of Abraham, worshiping the Jehovah God. So it seems like this might be a tracing down through of true worship. Anyway, Jonadab did fully agree with Jehovah God to side with him and to fight against idol worship. What Jehu and Jonadab did from here, they went and they proclaimed a feast to Baal. And all the Baal worshippers gathered together in the house of Baal. And then when they got there and they were in their worship, they started slaughtering these Baal worshippers. That is it for that scripture. I have one more on the Kenites. And this one is in 1 Samuel 15, verse 6. Saul was commissioned to fight with the Amalekites, and he was told to destroy them utterly. But first he sent a message to the Kenites. Here's what he said. Go, depart, get you down from among the Amalekites, lest I destroy you with them. For ye showed kindness to all the children of Israel when they came up out of Egypt. So the Kenites departed from among the Amalekites. So they were still a separate tribe. They had never integrated into Judaism. The Israelites and their religion, the law as we know it, was a tribal religion back in that time. Today, Christianity is the fulfillment of Judaism, and it is for all the world, for every tribe, every people, every nation. Praise God for that. But back then it wasn't so. It was for the Israelites alone. There were probably a few that came in and became Israelites in order to worship Jehovah God. Maybe more so later on, just before the New Testament era. But anyway, the Kenites were a separate people, but they had an appreciation all along for the Israelites. And they never, like I said before, they never were mentioned as one of these tribes that were a snare to Israel. I find that amazing. They never caused Israel to stumble. And they always supported what God was doing in Israel. And I think this is important with understanding Jeremiah 35 when we get there. But Saul had compassion on the Kenites. He did not want to destroy them. And he remembers the kindness that was shown to the children of Israel when they came up out of Egypt. And the Kenites did just that. They departed from the Amalekites. It seems like they were a peace-loving people. They did not go to battle that we read of. Probably a minority group that kept to themselves fairly well. So that is it for today. Tomorrow we want to be in Jeremiah 35 for the next 2 days. So I invite you to call back in and hear what God has to say to us in that chapter. May the Lord bless you.